And today's Mishnah, we'll learn the second and third Mishnah from the 22nd Perek of Masechta Kelim. The Mishnah begins, HaShulchan. So here we're dealing with a three-legged table. Shnitla achat meraglav, that one of the legs breaks off, and therefore now it's not useful at all. So therefore the Mishnah explains that it is now tahor, it is not susceptible to tumah. Nitla shniyaf, the second leg breaks off, well, nothing much has changed, it still has no use, therefore it is still tahor. Nitla hashlishit, if the third leg breaks off, we say tameh, it is now susceptible to tumah. However, that is kishyach shovalav. That is when the person now considers this tabletop as being useful and is going to find a use for it, meaning this tabletop that has no legs. Now, in the past we've explained that in order for a kli, a vessel, to be yored l'tumata, meaning to become susceptible to tumah, it doesn't just need machshava, it also requires a masa, a significant act as well. However, in this situation, Tiferet Yisrael explains that since the use of a tabletop, I mean, its new use is going to be not much different to its original use, I mean, you're going to be resting things on top of this tabletop, therefore, machshava alone is sufficient. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein tzarich machshava, it doesn't even need machshava, this tabletop is automatically susceptible to tuma once all three legs break off. V'chen v'dulpaki, which is our small table we discussed. In the previous Mishnah, the law would be the same, meaning regarding the Dulpaki, is the same as the Shulchan in terms of one, two legs breaking off, it's not susceptible to Tumah. However, if third, it is potentially, yes, susceptible to Tumah. Akoin Chachamim with Machshava, Akoin Priyosi, he doesn't even need that. Let's learn Mishnah Gimel. Safsal, this refers to a bench. So a bench in the sense that it's just a long piece of wood with two legs, one on each end. Mishnah says, Shnitla Achad Meroshav, if one of the legs breaks off, according to the version we have in front of us of the Mishnah, Mishnah says it's tahor, because you can no longer sit on it. Natal hasheni, if the second leg breaks off, and now you've just got a flat piece of wood, Mishnah says it's tahor, it's not susceptible to tumah, because in this situation, as opposed to the next case that qualifies it slightly, sitting on it would be equivalent to sitting on the floor. So that's why it's different to the previous case with a tabletop, which even without the legs, we would have a use. Mishnah says, however, im yesh bo gova tefach, if, however, the top of the bench, the seated area, was actually a tefach tall, or tefach thick, such that without the legs, the bench is now, even without legs, one could sit on it and be a tefach from the ground, Mishnah says, it is tameh, it's susceptible to tumah, because it's, even without the legs, it is still useful. Sharaf raf is a footstool, which is structurally very similar to our bench, which is a smaller version of it. Mishnah says, Shnital achat meroshav, if one of the legs or ends is removed, it is still susceptible to tumah. Why? Because, simply put, you can still rest your legs on it. One way of explaining this is that, considering the types of chairs that have a horizontal bar that connects the two legs for support, well, then what you can do is you can take a footstool that lost its leg, turn it perpendicular to your chair, and rest the end that no longer has a leg on that horizontal bar, and therefore this footstool can still function as a footstool happily. And Mishnah says, V'chen kiseh shelifnei ha-katedra, is similarly like a small chair before a katedra, which is like a special couch, or a more like a sort of like an armchair for a dam chashuv.